Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I can't believe I'm sick. Summer colds are the worst. Hot tea is too hot. Hot soup is too hot. Blankets are too hot. And yet I have the chills. Plus, missing work is way less fun when you look out the window and it's all sunny. My temperature is the same as the temperature outside. Everyone at the drugstore was buying sunscreen and fun summer stuff. There I was getting boxes of tissues and cough drops. People looked at me like I was death warmed over and dragged in from last winter. Okay, bright side, I get to watch every episode of The Real Housewives of New York City on my DVR. Maybe if That's I cough perfect. Enough, I'll eventually have abs like Bethany Frankel. Ooh, and if I take care of myself, I'll be able to get right back to my skinny girl margaritas. Dang it. I wonder if anyone delivers cold soup.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
So last week when I was trying to do the escapism thing, and by the way, nothing's worse than the summer cold, so don't be passing that around. Please stay home. What is going on with the Housewives of Orange County with Vicky and the lying thing about the dude with the cancer? Who writes these storylines? That the guy says he has cancer, but he can't prove he has cancer? Who comes up with that stuff? All right. I'm going to have a competition right now, and you're going to guess the movie to win. We're absolutely celebrating San Francisco Pride all week, and we're welcoming the Indio Girls to the Mountain Winery on Tuesday, August 9th. Tickets are on sale now at themountainwinery.com. But you can win tickets all week with me. Just keep listening for the cue to call, which will be now. Tickets furnished by AEG Golden Voice. But I'm going to make you suffer. You have to guess the movie. Okay, so here's the movie clip.
Think of my office as a nest in a tree of trust and understanding.
Okay, I'll play it dry.
Think of my office as a nest in a tree of trust and understanding.
You got the answer there, Jason? Good luck, everybody. 415-808-0810. Here's the problem with that movie. I don't even know what it is. I mean, that's a problem when the host doesn't know. Okay, well, I don't know.
Think of my office as a nest in a tree of trust and understanding.
I mean, I know what the answer is. I don't know what the movie is. Let me take a look here if I need to do some cheating. Release date, February 13th, 2003. Okay. All right. There's a hint. 808-0810. Let me see here. There are some things that I do want to discuss, and that is Selena Gomez. If you don't know who she is, she's a big top 40 star. Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber are going to be linked forever. They were together forever, but that didn't work out. You know how that goes. That's just the way it is. They even fall together, sort of. Yesterday, I played you the audio of Justin wiping out during his show in Canada, and he fell through the trapdoor. And then last night at a show in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Selena wiped out, and she fell right off the stage. So I don't have the clip of Selena Gomez. I have her doing carpool karaoke with James Corden, which I will play for you. But this is so much fun playing this Justin Bieber thing, because when he falls through the trapdoor, first of all, you have to know he didn't hurt himself. But listen to the screams of horror from all the 13-year-olds. Boyfriend.
Good thing I'm like a cat and I landed on my feet. Oh my God. That's good. Yeah, I'm good.
Good thing he's like a cat and landed on his feet. Nobody knows the name of the movie.
Think of my office as a nest in a tree of trust and understanding.
Okay. 415-808-0810. Keep guessing. Do I need to give more clues? Let's see here. Will Ferrell. That's enough. Okay, so James Corden does Carpool Karaoke with Selena Gomez. Let's take a listen. That's not Anthony Kiedis and Flea and the guys from Chili Peppers. No, not even close. Love you, Selena, but no. Here's Selena Gomez takes James Corden on a roller coaster. Let's see
about
that.
Why don't you just take a little detour for a second?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Just trust me.
Okay, but I really can't be late to work, but...
Oh, we'll be fine. It'll be fast.
Fast? All right. Oh, I've really no interest in this.
Oh, yeah.
When you're ready, come and get it. When you're ready, come and get it. When you're ready. When you're ready. When you're ready, come and get it.
Oh, God, that was no fun.
What the hell that was? I don't think that's cutting it. I think I'm done with that. There's more, but I'm thinking to myself, why bother? Let's see if we have a winner here. We apparently do. All right, let me find the clip again, and we'll play that and see if somebody got it right. I think you got it because I cheated. I mean, I gave it to you anyway. I say Will Ferrell. I mean, what the hell? Okay, let me see. Well, I'm not going to play games here trying to find the damn clip. Okay, let's not play games. All right, let's find out who the winner is. And we go to the phone. It's Junior from San Jose. Hi, Junior.
Hi there.
Hi. So,
yeah, hi.
Okay, so I did find the clip. Let's take a listen.
Think of my office as a nest in a tree of trust and understanding.
What movie is it?
Old School.
You got it. Was it the Will Ferrell that gave it away?
It was.
All right. Well, you know what?
Thank you so much.
I don't even remember the movie. Was it a good movie?
I vaguely remember it.
Okay.
I just have one of those memories. The title just jumped out. Will Ferrell.
Yeah, that did it. All right. Yeah. Okay, buddy. Hold on, and we'll hook you up with tickets to see the Indigo Girls, and we'll do it again tomorrow night. Okay. Well, now this leaves me in a weird position because I don't want to play any more of that mess. Let's talk about something else. This is really weird. You know what? Did you hear this news about Michael Jackson today? This started with the story this morning that people were criticizing Paris Jackson for not paying tribute to Michael on Father's Day. So she let him have it on social media. She said, quote, having 8 tattoos dedicated to someone overrules a single post about them on stupid social media accounts because today is a holiday, Father's Day. Hashtag just my opinion. And then this horrible story about Michael Jackson surfaced today. And if you've been listening to the whole show, I don't mean to keep hammering on this, but this is far and away the number one news story of the day. So there were these files filled with child pornography, bloody animal torture, and S&M pictures, according to police reports obtained by Radar Online. The reports stem from multiple raids by the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Department on the compound, connected with a 2003 child sex abuse investigation of the pop icon, which makes you immediately scratch your head saying, well, you know, where were these things when he went to trial and he was acquitted of 7 counts of child molestation and 2 counts of giving an intoxicant to a minor when he was acquitted in 2005? I mean, it included dozens of videos, photos, and personal notes painting a very dark and frightening picture of Michael Jackson. The documents exposed Jackson as a manipulative, drug and crazed, sex crazed predator who used blood, gore, sexually explicit images of animal sacrifice. And this is just off the scale. Perverse adult sex acts to bend children at his will, so the sources say. In these police documents, he also had disgusting and downright shocking images of child torture, adult and child nudity, female bondage, and S&M. And he passed in 2009, as we know, from the lethal sleeping medication. So, you know, leave those kids alone. I mean his kids, as in Paris Blanket and the rest of them. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back. With the Late Night Late Show wrap-up, we'll continue next on the Drex Radio Show.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show. Now back to the Drex Radio Show. On KGO 810.
All right, let me tell you. Let me let you hear how carpool karaoke should be done with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Can't stop addicted to the shit.
It's done, ladies and gentlemen. That Selena thing, I don't know about that. I'm starting to think a little auto-tune. Yeah, it didn't sound like the real thing. Anthony Kiedis, he nailed it. Wouldn't you say so? All right, moving on. So, can you put a price on anything? Well, apparently so. Doesn't mean you can buy it. Led Zeppelin, this big concert that's, I guess it's going on in Indio, right? Am I right about that? But it's not Coachella. Well, I think they're calling it the Desert Trip, a.k.a. the Classic Rock Coachella. Okay, so check this. Led Zepp was offered $14 million to reunite for that. The site even says that Jimmy Page was all about it, but Robert Plant wouldn't do it. Everyone was offered the same money, $7 million per weekend. Can you imagine? Hey, how about a weekend? $7 million, you know, hey, what the hell? $7 million per weekend with the festival opening in and happening in Indio, California over the two middle weekends in October. God, that's just going to be amazing. Once again, the bill features Paul McCartney, the Rolling Stones, Neil Young, The Who, Roger Waters, and Bob Dylan. One source says they had to pony up a little more for McCartney and the Stones, and that the acts will also get a cut of the merchandise sales. But why the hell not? Oh, my God, man. That's a party. Before everybody dies. And what's funny about that is that's pretty much the way they're billing it. Before we die, you got one more chance. Okay, we have some crazy news here that I'm just finding. Amber Rose, Steph Curry, Moji CEO busted for stealing camera from YouTube star's crew. Well, let's take a look at this. I'm looking, this according to TMZ, the guy behind celeb emoji apps for Amber Rose, Steph Curry, Rick Ross, and Future just got arrested for stealing, and thanks to a YouTube star, the whole bust was recorded. Cops say they got a call for a stolen camera at LAX tonight, or late this afternoon. When they arrived, they were told Oliver Camilo had yanked the equipment from a passenger on his plane. Unfortunately for Camilo, the passenger was a friend of YouTuber Dosafosi. Do I have that right?
ForziTube.
Okay, thank you. You can see in DFF's video, Camilo initially denied jacking the gear, but after a ton of prodding, gave it up and ended up in handcuffs. DFF chose to blur Camilo's face, but our law enforcement sources, according to TMZ, say that it's the celeb's app creator. Plus, Camilo himself told us, TMZ, that he planned to turn in the camera to Lost and Found. He says he was shocked by how aggressive DFF was, and that's why he didn't want to hand it over right away. He actually thinks the whole thing was some weird YouTube video experiment. Well, apparently not. Camilo also points out that he was carrying around $5,000 of cash in his Louis Vuitton luggage. Nice. So he doesn't need the steal. He didn't need to steal, which probably won't hold up in court. That sounds really messy. Can I just tell you something else that's a mess? Did you hear about the torch ceremony in Rio? Oh, my God. Can we stop it with the animals? How much more of this can we take? Do we need? So, this is all over the place. So, the Olympic torch relay took a horrific turn today when a Brazilian soldier shot and killed a jaguar that had just been involved in the torch ceremony. So they bring this jaguar out for no reason at all. What are they doing? They took it out of the zoo to put it in front of the cameras behind the guy who's lighting the Olympic torch. I'm sure he's going to run around the world with it or whatever. And it took a horrible turn. The female jaguar named Juma was photographed in the town of Manaus, I'm just going to say, Brazil, as the torch passed through on its way to Rio. The whole thing went off without a hitch. But according to reports, shortly after the ceremony, they already sedated this cat before they brought it out. Normally captive at a zoo, bolted for its freedom as it was being placed back in its cage. When Juma approached a soldier, he fired the fatal shot. The Amazon Military Command said the killing was in line with safety procedures. Talk about a tragic omen. Brazil's Olympic team mascot is a yellow jaguar known as Ginga. So once again, here we go. Completely unnecessary, not needed. Let's kill the animal, which was already sedated. I think it's an omen about the whole games. I really do. I mean, it's just, it really is mind-boggling to me. It's just like the gorilla thing. Leave the animals alone. No more zoos. Now, I understand that they're domesticated. Well, I know they're not domesticated. They're still wild, but they should be on rescue ranches. You know what I'm saying? Stop this. Stop the insanity, man. We don't need to go see wild animals anymore. That's why God gave us HD TV. In 5 years, we'll have holograms. I mean, you know, you can already have VR. Put your Oculus on. Get it on. Leave the animals alone. Stop capturing animals. Good God. Except to save the species. Okay, I'm down with that, but put them on, you know, in the refuge, the wildlife refuges, right? Not on display for human beings. Enough of that. Enough. So nice. Brazil's Olympic team mascot was shot in the head. Way to go. And did we hear today that LeBron will also not be attending the basketball? Okay, nice. Who wants to go there? Curry's not gone. Well, he's got the knee and the ankle. thing. Wink, wink. Do you think LeBron wants to go there? I don't think anybody wants to go there. You know, I said this last night. The entire Russian Federation track and field was banned from the Olympics in Rio because, once again, they tested positive for doping. Now, if you're them this year, aren't you going, oh, well, darn. Damn, I really wanted to go. Not. All right, I got to take a break and we'll be back with more of the Late Night Late Show wrap up on the Trax Radio Show. By the way, 46 more days and counting until the Olympics in Rio. And they're broke. That was yesterday's headline. They're broke. So the Olympic Committee has to, like, infuse millions of dollars their way to fix things that are broken and are not going to be ready in 46 days. Hot mess. All right, we'll continue in just a minute.
Listen, and engage. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights 7 to 10 on KGO 810.
Okay, first up we have In-N-Out.
Boy.
Everyone knows that one. That's a good name for a burger place.
Yeah.
It's a bad name for a retirement home.
Oh, that's
it's a great name for Chipotle. Oh, that's it. That makes sense, too.
I see.
You understand?
Yes, rebranded.
After that, we have Shredder. Now, yeah, that is a good name for a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles villain. It's a bad name for a laundromat. A great name for Hillary Clinton's email server.
Good name.
Great
name.
That's a great name.
I didn't get it. Now I get it.
Then there's Fossil. That's a good name for a watch company. It's a bad name for a Jurassic Park sequel. Great name for Bernie Sanders.
Well, yeah. it goes from good name to bad name to great name.
That's right.
Love it.
Next up, we have Forever 21. That's a good name for a clothing store. It's a bad name for a blackjack dealer. Great name for John Stamos. The guy doesn't age. He looks great. He never ages. After that, there's Fast and Furious. That's a good name for a movie franchise. A bad name for a massage parlor. Great name for a laxative. Well, that's... I'm just saying, he's a suggestion. Yeah.
Nicely done. Oh, by the way, here's Conan O'Brien talking about LeBron James skipping the Olympics.
Big story. LeBron James and the Cavaliers won the NBA Finals last night. Very exciting, yeah. Yeah, sources say LeBron James might skip the Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro now. He might skip, yeah. You know Rio's in bad shape when you'd rather spend the summer in Cleveland.
And that's how bad it is. I mean, the water there, the sewer, I hear, dumps right into it. Anyway, let's go to the phones here, 808-0810, and we'll talk to Mark in Carmel. Good evening, Mark.
Hey, Drex, the thing, I want to give you the understatement of the year. You think this one's going to go sideways?
Do you
with
think?
The Olympics?
Yeah.
Okay, I think this one's going to make Russia look good.
Yeah, you know what? And my producer was just asking me, whatever happened with Russia? Well, the place looks like Chernobyl now. No one's there. It's completely deserted.
No, and I think winning the Olympics is like a curse because you're forced to spend like $5 billion you don't have in your lousy little economy. My idea is that we should build like the Olympic place to have them in for winter and summer and make them in places that are cool and then support them throughout the year, like Aspen, and then have them somewhere else for the Summer Olympics that are actually sustainable and cool. But I mean, these ones in Rio are off the hook, dude. They're going to be like paddling and swimming in sewage.
Yes, and everybody coming home with Zika.
And the infrastructure is not complete, and everybody coming home with Zika, and already Steph Curry, and now what I just heard is
LeBron James. Yeah, there's a lot of them that bailed.
Do you think these world-class Olympians don't want to go there because they're worried about their, like, income?
Well sure. No, it's a hot mess. I you know where it should be? I mean, at least the Summer Games should always be in Athens, and I agree with you. We should pick two places. We should pick a winter spot and a summer spot, and, you know, one of them should always be Athens. I mean, that's where it started. That's where it should be. I agree with you. Now, Detroit wants it. I don't Poor Detroit. They asked for it 7 times. They were turned down 7 times. The last time they asked was in 1972. I guess they gave up. They sure as hell don't have the money. But anyway, so let me see here. We were talking about, and the Jaguar was shot today to start off the passing of the Olympic torch. Oh, speaking of problems. Okay, a woman in New Mexico got attacked by a bear while she was running a marathon on Saturday. She has injuries to her head, neck, and upper body, but she survived. Unfortunately, they had to shoot the bear. There we go. That was a bear that she ran into. Okay. Apparently, well, unfortunately, the bear had to be euthanized after it was caught. And as of last night, they haven't found its 3 cubs yet. But wildlife officials are planning to move them to a nearby wildlife center once they do. All right. Enough with the animal stuff. Good God. Let's get to the juicy fruit. This is a lot of fun. What is going on? What is going on with the...
Let's celebrate with a drink.
Yeah, oh, a girly drink.
I'm afraid I don't drink, Russ. Grown man like you, Ray? Well, I just never liked the taste of alcohol. Oh, come on, Ray. What about a chocolate choo-choo? It's a girl drink. Tastes like candy.
Don't disappoint me, Ray.
Okay. Sure, Russ. I'll have a chocolate choo-choo.
Great. I hate a drink alone. Can I have a chocolate choo-choo for my friend, please? And I'll have a scotch and soda.
I love this story. So men, most men share this terrible secret. They love Mai Tais. Really? And appletinis and mudslides and strawberry margaritas and pina coladas and anything colorful with or without an umbrella. Really? This new survey found 75% of guys say they secretly love fruity and flavored alcoholic drinks. Jason, you?
Not me. No.
Not you. No. None of those?
Nope.
Not the pina colada? No.
Pure Hennessy for me.
Hennessy? Oh, my God. That's trouble, dude. Okay. That and Jameson. Oh, my. Bad things happen with Jameson.
It makes me fall into my closet.
Makes me fall out, bitch. How about that? I get to say that to her with much love. Yes.
That's perfect.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Now, where was I? Oh, tutti frutti drinks. 2/3 of them won't order them in public because they're afraid people will make fun of them. Yes. Yes. The survey also found 41% think the drinks they order are a sign of their masculinity. Yes. On the bright side, that insecurity almost completely vanishes once you get a little older. Only 7% of the men in their 50s and 60s say they give a damn what people think about the things that they order. Amen. You people in your 50s and 60s and 70s, the tyranny of sex is over. Aren't you happy now? Love, Seinfeld. Do you ever think of what happened to everything that was on Seinfeld, the set? Turns out Jerry has most of it. He did another Ask Me Anything on Reddit, and the biggest revelation is that he has almost every piece from that apartment on Seinfeld. He's hoping to find a home for it in a museum. He says, I have the couch, I have the 2 blue stools, I have the table, I have the chairs. The coolest thing I have is the door, which we never repainted in 9 seasons. It even has the scuff mark that Kramer put on it with all those crazy, insane entries. He was also asked if he'd watch Seinfeld, if he was flipping through the channels and it was on. He said, quote, well, I don't, but I do consider it for a split second. Then I go, I can't do it. It's like watching your own home movies. It's like me watching me. It's weird, don't you think? Seinfeldism. But, I mean, I don't think he would have a hard time finding a museum that would want that. Don't you think so? I think the Smithsonian would be happy to take that right off of his hands. Where's that thing about the toothbrush? Okay. Have you ever secretly used somebody else's toothbrush? Anybody do that?
Yes.
You have.
By accident.
Accident. No, it's the you don't care. Okay. Well, so the story goes with this. About one-third of Americans have actually... Here it is. So, would you dump someone for using your toothbrush? Would you dump someone for using your toothbrush if you found out they were using your toothbrush? Let's do the math on this. If you're swapping tongues and spit in anyway, bodily or... Yeah, what difference does it make?
I put my toothbrush on Jason's teacup today. Sorry, Jason.
And I still drink my tea.
Okay, good. It's all good. You're going to fall into your closet again.
Again?
You don't really drink Jameson anymore, do you? I know better.
Oh, that was Hennessy.
Oh, that was Hennessy. That's his thing. Wow, he's a young man. He can get away with that. Boy, we'd be in a lot of trouble. This crew here at KGO, if we were all in our 20s, can you just imagine? It might have a 10 share again. Who knows? There's always that. A new survey asked people if they'd break up with somebody for using their toothbrush. About 40% of the women and 20% of the men said, yes, that's a dumpable offense. Women even said it's just as bad as someone secretly going through their phone. Come on. Men said invading their phone was worse than using their toothbrush. Yes. The survey also found that 27% of the women and 22% of the men would break up with someone if they found out that they didn't brush at least twice a day. Yeah, what is your deal? You brush your teeth like 10 times a day.
I brush my teeth when I get nervous, too, like when I'm washing the Warriors. I know.
Yeah, Karen runs the board here, and she's always brushing her teeth. I'm thinking, what is she doing? Do you have cavities? Have you ever had cavities?
Yeah, but it's just kind of a nervous habit.
It's an OCD thing.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, okay. Oh, well, then that's fine. Well, welcome to KGO. You get to stay. All right. Dysfunction? You're hired. We'll be right back. You'll listen to the Drex Radio Show with
Drex on the next generation of KGO. A10.
Scott tissue that I wish you saw. Side captain, Mr. Know-It-All. I close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
Thank you for all the polite calls to tell me that I'm crazy. I do appreciate that. Yeah, people, they actually pay me to do this. Pretty amazing. All right. And I've gotten away with it for 35 years. Oh, my God. Here's some breaking news. This is insane. So lawyers for... This is coming out. Let me see if I can get my source right. Don't do this to me. The Wall Street Journal. Lawyers for Hulk Hogan say creditors of Gawker Media Group, not new owners of the online publishing operation, should have the right to sue suppliers... in Gawker's bankruptcy case, the former professional wrestler who's, Terry Bola, filed a challenge to Gawker's plan to sell itself to Ziff Davis or a higher bidder at the bankruptcy auction on the grounds that the sale unfairly trades away potential valuable rights. Hulk Hogan won a $140 million judgment against Gawker and its CEO Nick Denton due to the release of the sex tape, pushing the company to file for bankruptcy 11 protection. Ziff Davis has offered to buy the Gawker publication, which publishes news, scandal, and entertainment under such banners as Gizmodo and blah, 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 blah. Now, the $90 million offer will be tested at a bankruptcy auction under the rules to be established by a New York bankruptcy judge later this month. Money from the sale will go to pay off Gawker's creditors, including Hulk Hogan, which, by the way, is the company's largest creditor. So... what is the big deal about this is? What is the big deal? Is $90 million isn't $140. That's the big deal. That's why this thing is trending at the top right now. I always thought that the whole thing was crazy to begin with. I mean, do they owe him something? I guess if a court of law found them liable... $140 million. I have a hard time swallowing that pill. Okay. But so we'll see. So this is a hot mess. Let me tell you, let's watch this thing break down over the next week or so. I mean, if they don't have it, can't get blood out of a stone. But you can get blood from a kidney that works, okay? So that's the good news. A guy in Denver just received a kidney transplant from someone he hadn't seen in 20 years since they played football together in high school. They didn't even know each other that well in high school. His friend just saw a notice on Facebook and wanted to help. That's a friend. The friend's name is Chad Logan, and the guy who got the kidney is Steve Kostick, and he has lupus, and that caused his kidneys to fail. Here's Steve talking on Sunday on Fox and Friends after recovering from the transplant on the 16th. Well, don't do this. Okay. You're not going to get to hear it. Let me see if the other one will play. This happens every night at this time. Nope, not going to happen. I'm cursed. Okay, so the good news is that it's working out. He said he wanted to help because he saw that Steve had four kids who are all under the age of seven, so he got tested. Turns out he was a match. So he traveled to Denver last month from Utah, from his home in Utah, and they saw each other for the first time in a couple decades, and then the surgery happened 5 days later. Everything went well, and they're both doing great now. So it has a happy ending. I feel like I'm like on television where I had to have the notes because the computer never works at 10 of. What the hell that's all about? But it happens every night if you listen to this show. Okay. I should know better than try to use this computer at 10 minutes till 10. All right. I don't know if this is just a weird thing, but I'm just gonna, I don't know if this is an uplifting thing, but well, let's hope it doesn't lift us up. Large scale motion detected near San Andreas fault system. Analysis of GPS data has revealed new areas of motion around the San Andreas fault system. And this is using data collected by EarthScope Plate Boundary Observatory's GPS array. Researchers identified the 125-wide lobes of uplift and subsidence over the last several years. And the lobes, which straddle the fault line, have hosted a few millimeters of annual movement. Now, why is this a thing? Because before, they were not able to measure these minute movements of the Earth's crust. And while the San Andreas GPS data has been publicly available for more than a decade, the vertical component, vertical, up, down, okay, of those measurements had largely been ignored in tectonic investigations because of the difficulties in interpreting that noisy data. So they figured it out. So there is some motion in the ocean. Make some motion in your own ocean and have a good night, all right? Have a great night, and we'll make more tomorrow night on the Drex Radio Show. I thank you for listening, and I thank you to Karen Reed, my engineer, and Jason, my producer.
Oh, no.
Mr. Bachelor is next on KGO A10.
Waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling me. You should be rolling me. You're a real life fantasy. You're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby. I'm going off the mirrors. It's me, baby.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.